This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right. Well, Ben on the board gets Dr. Bitar all suited up and linked in here. We got a live broadcast from a naturopathy conference from Trinity School of Natural Health. We're in Minnesota this week. And encourage everybody to check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, as we do some advanced medicine this hour. My good buddy Paul Bertero is here, who is also, like Dr. Bitar, in The Truth About Cancer.
Yes.
And we also, right now joining us as well, Don Rogers, a flight attendant who's also now in naturopathy school, which is awesome because maybe you can make everybody healthier that you come into contact with if you aren't already doing that.
That is my hope. That is my goal.
That is your goal. All right. Well, excellent.
He's a natural flight attendant.
Natural flight attendant.
Right.
Is there a natural status for that?
I think it's the NFA.
Natural flight attendant. There you go.
It's on my business card.
We're covered. Well, you know, and Dr. Bitar is awesome about this because, you know, as he wrote that book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still find it funny. It's like, what? But you're a doctor. He's like, yes, but I know what doctors do, right? And here we are in a group of to be traditional naturopaths,
yes.
Right? Going back in time before the era of every symptom met a FDA-approved pharmaceutical drug, right?
Right.
And where they actually ask patients about, hey, what are you eating, right? Where do you work? What's the environment there? What's your environment at home? How are you emotionally? You know, what's going on? The kind of things that a traditional naturopath is we're learning here. Is all about. And yet there's competing naturopaths from medical schools that say this is not naturopathy.
Right.
And I got a problem with that.
Me too. Because I think we talked about it yesterday. Look, if we can go back 5,000 years and see that this stuff was being done long before all the other nonsense that's only been here in the last 100 years.
Yeah.
Then this is what's natural, and that is
that's the aberration.
Alternative.
That's the aberration. And Dr. Bitar, are you with us? Do we have Dr. Bitar on? I know we're getting his link solid here so we can hear him. But, you know, I was just getting that sense of how do we maneuver the future in the recent past, where the domination of medicine has been controlled by a small group of men coming out of a synthetic paradigm,
yeah.
Right? And it isn't that I ever argue that doctors should be banned, although we could make maybe some good points why they should be. That's not what I'm calling for. But to have those that are now trained allopathically that are called naturopaths, I think there needs to be a distinction. I mentioned this on the air yesterday.
Yeah.
And leave the traditional naturopaths alone. They're doing incredible work. They're non-drugs. They don't do vaccines, they don't do shots, they don't do surgery, but there is an important place for a lot of people that don't have access to healthcare that could be better served not in a drug-based model.
Right. No, I agree, and I think we should call it disciplined healthcare.
Disciplined?
Because that's what they're teaching here.
Yeah.
Is how to be disciplined in life. You know, not eat Dunkin' Donuts all day every day, but actually eat food that grows on the earth.
What's Dr. Bitar going to eat?
I think.
Robert, oops, he was here. I didn't think he heard that.
No. Actually, I've been actually on the line for about 30 seconds, 45 seconds. But one thing, you know, we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
The naturopathic aspect, like you've relayed those stories about going to a conference in, I think it was at Bastyr University. You gave a lecture and.
Oh, is it National College?
Oh, National. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd mentioned you made the it was something to do with they were talking about the various uses of antibiotics or various uses of other conventional therapeutics, and you were surprised because the first thing that came to mind was, wait a second, you guys are naturopaths, and you're talking about this non-natural methodology of trying to intervene. And the problem here is, I think, the control aspect. This comes back to the same type of change that occurred during the Flexner Report, the same type of change that happened when they tried to minimize the importance of homeopathy, when there was a concerted effort to make chiropractic medicine look less than what it was. And all these different components throughout history, whenever they try to manipulate the message so that they can control the practice of medicine.
Right.
And I think this naturopathic thing is it's a microcosm of that, if you will, because it's, again, a group of people that have the right intention, but they want to control the title, if you will, and so they're opposing those that may not have the formal education. And there is a validity to that other side, too. That you can't just have somebody that just decides that they want to be a naturopath. And you and I have had this discussion with some people that we met where they just put on a hat and they said that, you know, yes, they had some good advice, but you can't just become a naturopath just by saying, okay, well, I believe that you should take magnesium if you have high blood pressure and then become a naturopath.
Right, exactly. That's why, you know, I like what Trinity's doing because it is a more formalized education. But again, it's not a drug education. It's not pharmacology. And, you know, they're not prescribing drugs and they're not prescribing anything. In fact, it's, you know, it's going back to what really is traditional medicine, is that when doctors used to talk to people, ask questions, find out about root causes and origins, and that goes back thousands of years, not just a couple of hundred into naturopathy. And so are we capable to be able to interact and say, you know what, there's a place for this, there's a place for that, without having to monopolize the entire turf, if you will, in this case. And of course, we would argue for freedom, but there are those that are even in the so-called semi-natural realm that argue for monopoly.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think monopolizing of any industry, in any sector within the industry, is not good. It doesn't matter whether it's medicine or food or, you know, whatever it is, economic, housing. It's when you start creating a monopoly, you prevent the freedom of capitalism, which allows for competitive excellence. And if you can't compete on those various criteria of whatever that goal is of to achieve in excellence, then you're going to end up failing. And the way that the vote comes in is based upon how sustainable is your business model, or what are you providing for that particular sector that you're catering to. So whenever it's one monopoly, in fact, that's one of the reasons I think the government has this thing against monopolies, right? Supposedly to maybe prevent one entity from taking over everything, but also from a theoretical basis, at least, is to improve the quality of whatever that service or product is that's being provided, like whether it be telecommunications or whatever the case, maybe energy, electricity, well, is so that there's competition.
You bring that up, and it's a fantastic example, right? The and Rand Paul, Dr. Rand Paul, who's senator from Kentucky, brings that up all the time. He says, listen, you think healthcare is expensive and you don't even understand why. Look at the innovation in certain sectors of healthcare, like the eye surgeon, like he's an eye surgeon, right, ophthalmologist. And he says the price for doing these laser surgeries has gone down, so that even somebody who's not super wealthy can afford to do this. And because there's no monopoly on the practice of ophthalmology in the sense of doing these type of surgeries. And you mentioned the telecommunications industry. If it were the same way, regulated the same way modern medicine was, a telephone would be as big as a building and it would cost, you know, as much as a house.
You're right.
Instead of the freedom that to innovate, you've got cell phones that are the size of barely your hand, and they can do things that they couldn't do on the Apollo missions to the moon.
Yep, I've said the same thing about laptop computers would still be the size of, you know, small commercial buildings as opposed to having a smart device that you can hold in your hand. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Because the monopoly of medicine, they're vested in the status quo. They don't want innovation. They don't want anything to come up and uproot the tentacles that they've got in the ground, because that's where they get their power from. That's where they get their control from. And if something comes along that's better, boom, they're going to be ousted.
Yeah, and that's the concern that they have. Hey, there's an interesting story. I'm sure you didn't have time to look at them today, but this is nothing you can't handle. In the Natural Blaze, the headline reads, Mercury and Autism Relationship Confirmed in Longitudinal Study. And this, of course, is by RFK Jr., as he's been pilloried by the liberal media for actually daring to ask and reference the issue that, you know, hey, mercury in vaccines is bad. And, you know, none of these vaccines are actually safety tested.
Yeah, I actually had looked at the email from Don as as I came on, and that's the first thing that I had actually looked at. It's very interesting that even at this point, I just had a conversation yesterday and with a gentleman who said, yeah, well, you know, the issue with mercury, that's been around for years, hasn't it? That's been around for decades. And I said, yeah. He said, but I thought that was already proven that the mercury wasn't an issue. And so, again, you know, how does the media manipulate the message and contort it to whatever they want the people to hear? So it'll be interesting. But this is going to be really important for the documentary that's coming out. So
exactly. Do we have any more definitive date on the release? Because there's such extraordinary information in that documentary and the series that you're working on.
Yeah, it's I don't have any specifics except that I know that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is being filmed apparently sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Nice.
Was, him and Congressman Dan Burton were the last two that were left, from what I understand. And so, God willing, with a little bit of wind in the sails, it should be finished sometime by this late fall.
Right. And are you confirmed? I know you're on the list, but I want to be sure that you're coming to the Truth About Cancer Live 2017 in Orlando, Florida, October 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Yeah. I'll be there with you.
Awesome. We have Dawn Rogers. She's a naturopathy student here with us this week in Minneapolis. She's also a flight attendant, interestingly enough. And did you get to see Dr. Batar at the Truth About Cancer last year? Do you have the videos?
Yes, I have all the videos, and I did see him speak, yes.
Yes. Did you like it, or did you turn it off immediately?
That was amazing.
I'm sure she hated it. What kind of question is that to ask somebody? Put them on the spot. Whether they hated it, what are they going to say, right?
Well, exactly. No, she's a sweetheart. I knew she loved you. That's why it was a funny question to ask her. But do you have any questions for Dr. Batar on any of these issues while you're here? You don't have to. It's okay. I don't want to put you on the spot that way, but I know you enjoyed it.
Oh, I enjoyed it tremendously. Yeah, any piece of information I can get my hands on that speaks of real issues in real time and real natural cures and remedies for today's issues is right up my alley.
Right. She said, Dr. Batar, if you're ever on her flight, she'd bump you up to first class.
That's right.
That's a long flight.
Yeah, it's a long flight, wherever you're going to go. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. It's Advanced Medicine Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do this each and every Monday. And hope you all are tuning in. If not, tell your friends. Well, if you're not, you're not hearing me now, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, we're going to be coming back after this break, and we've got a lot more to discuss with Dr. Rasha Batar, live from Trinity School of Natural Health in Minneapolis this week.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, it's a party on the air, and the reason is I'm out and about, or oot and a boot, but we're not in Canada, we're close. We're in Minnesota for the Trinity School of Natural Health. They're doing great work bringing on traditional naturopathy back into the United States where it needs it desperately. Dr. Bitar is with us. We do advanced medicine each and every week. You can go to Dr. Bitar, drbuttar.com. And we have other links to get you all the things you need to know as well. Paul Baratero is here with me. We traveled together to this. We're having a great time as well. And there are upcoming events, including The Truth About Cancer. And it's a live event. Dr. Bitar was featured as well last year. It was fantastic. Paul, you were just mentioning about how he did push-ups with Bobby Mitchell on just spontaneously.
He jumped up there and was amazing.
Everybody, all the ladies were throwing things up on the stage. It was crazy, Dr.
Bitar. I think we have to put that into context because it was a military we didn't just get up there and start doing that, but it was a military there was a reason for Roby doing that as a I don't even remember the exact context it was, but it was something to support those troops if I remember right.
And he was wanting to show everyone how to get their body warmed up and you were like, you jumped right up.
Jumped right up there with them, which is awesome. So we were just mentioning that study, longitudinal study that RFK Jr. was referring to, and you mentioned that it was a South Korean study, and I thought, how interesting, because Korea basically follows lockstep with the U.S. government in many ways, including vaccine schedules. So they have some of the highest incidences of autism among the children, comparative to, I think, in the U.S. and some others, but... I find that rather interesting, and you also mentioned that the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away became a big, huge bestseller there in Korea as well.
Yeah, it did, and you know the lock, stock, and barrel that South Korea follows the U.S. You're absolutely right. In fact, the incidence of autism in Korea And actually, they mentioned it here. I thought it was like the same as in the U.S. I think U.S. is 1 in 34 children now, and Korea, according to this article, is 1 in 38 children. But it's not a surprise that all the countries that are or have paralleled the U.S. or followed the U.S.'s lead in the initiation of the vaccination aggressively, the vaccination schedule to do that aggressively, based in 1991 from the National Vaccine Initiative, which was supposedly to stamp out childhood disease forever, those same countries are finding the same incidence of autism as we have in the States. And I don't think that's a coincidence. And if you start looking at it specifically, like at the NHANES data from the Centers for Disease Control released in 2002-2003, and you start looking at the correlation there with one out of every six children being born with some type of a neurological deficit, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, and then you look at the NHANES data that talks about one out of six women of childbearing age having having mercury toxicity, you start realizing that there's a correlation here. One out of six mothers, one out of six women having children have mercury toxicity, one out of six children having some type of neurological deficit. And it's not to say that that mercury is what's causing the autism, but I do believe that it's the final straw with the vaccinations,
right,
and or other exposure that, you know, it's the final straw that, break the camel's, that broke the camel's back.
Right, exactly. And what we're seeing here in Minneapolis, and I don't know if we've talked about this on the air, I think we have, but the Somali population, the immigrants from Somalia, that's a heavy population in the Twin Cities, and the autism rate here among the Somali children, it's like, you want to talk about 1 in 30? No, it's like 1 in, I don't know if it's as much as 1 in 7. I mean, it's
crazy.
It's outrageous. And yet, some of the people in this community, the health freedom community, the National Freedom Health Coalition, are communicating with this community about the fact that they can exempt and that there are risks, there are other things. And man, oh man, is the State Department of Public Health and the local health departments trying to shut down any knowledge of these facts. Rather than saying, you know what, there's a problem here in Somalia. We really don't see any autism unless they've been vaccinated. And even then, it's rare compared to here where it's unprecedented, the rates that they're seeing.
Well, we have Somali patients from Canada and from the Twin Cities area, and we have Somali patients from Somalia itself. So actually, they are people in Somalia that have autism, but it's been since they've started the aggressive vaccination schedules there. So, and in fact, we have patients from Korea, too, that have come with the same situation, autistic patients and other patients as well, but mostly autism from the Somali population and the Korean population that we've seen. Actually, we've also seen cancer patients from the Somali population in Minneapolis as well as the from South Korea. And it's interesting that I treated a young girl with osteosarcoma that's Somali that lives in Canada. She was 16, and she's doing very well, by the way. But it's interesting that her vaccination schedule was extremely, extremely aggressive.
Yeah, and we've talked about the links between vaccines and cancer, and there's not been a study to disprove those links, just so you know. They don't do studies on vaccine safety yet. The few that we see, they try to suppress or withdraw. Hey, speaking of cancer, we've got stories on prostate cancer and ovarian cancer. We'll add that into the mix here as we do more advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's about
about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Robert Scott Belcher. All right, while our buddy Ty Bollinger sends me pictures from the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball game with his kids, have fun, TMB. We're working here. We got Dr. Bitar on the line doing advanced medicine. And, of course, we'll see you, of course, at the Truth About Cancer event. Also, the Cancer Prevention Convention. Our friend Tony Jimenez will be there as well, and you know him well, of course, Dr. Bitar. And Paul is here. And Paul, you wanted to mention about a couple of other countries. We mentioned South Korea, of course, the States, Somalia now. What about France and Italy?
Yeah, France, as of 2018, will have mandatory vaccines. And Italy has approved 12 on their schedule, and it is said starting in September. So they have gone with 12.
But you said off the air that they're utilizing some that in the U.S. they said
right.
there's way too much.
Right, aluminum.
Yeah.
It was four times the amount of aluminum in the highest one, and so they've accepted one in their schedule that the U.S. wouldn't even do, which is crazy.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Dr. Bitar,
I mean, what vaccine that was?
Does it say?
I'll keep looking here and see what it is. But the ones that they have said that they're starting in September are chickenpox, tetanus, diphtheria, polio, hepatitis B, and
because all what all French
rubella.
Babies and Italian babies are sharing dirty needles. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Measles, rubella, mumps, all of it.
So there's a desperate ploy by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. It owns the regulatory agencies of most countries, apparently, and including now France and Italy, to mandate this. Protests in Italy, but Dr. Bitar, I don't think you're going to be able to retire anytime soon.
Well, I wasn't planning on it anyway, but, you know, it is a sad state of affairs when more and more governments, rather than seeing the light, are choosing to stick their head in the sand. So hopefully this Korean study will make the Korean government at least open up and look at this for what it really is, because there are other countries that are being manipulated and being coerced into some of this based upon whatever the political agendas are. But I'm hoping that there's going to be a couple of countries that are going to come forward, hopefully soon, that say that, wait a second, we're going to not do this. We're not going to partake in this madness. We're not going to go off the cliffs like the rest of the lemmings are.
Well, Sweden was one we reported on a month ago or so that they said they were not going to mandate vaccines. I mean, obviously they still offer them and they're available, but that the fact that they said we're not, that's not part of our idea is to mandate for our people. There are problems with Sweden on other fronts, but we're going to give them props for that. And, you know, the pushback right now, here we are in Minnesota, this is a kind of a swing state, because there is a push at the federal level, right, to override the states or intimidate the states in such a way that they also mandate like they did in California. So the people in the U.S. can't go to sleep on this issue just because they think it wouldn't happen. The fact is, who would have thought it would happen in California, the crunchy granola state, that they would sell all of their children to the pharmaceutical complex in this way?
Yeah, unfortunately, the way that I think that you're absolutely right, Robert, what you said. Unfortunately, the way that they did it, you know, they're trying to do it as they're being forward-thinking, or they're it's, again, that evidence-based medicine is everything but based on evidence, that hypocrisy in the terminology that's being used and the message that's being portrayed. And I couldn't see, if all the states, I would think California would be the last state that would ever pass something like this. So it was obviously promoted in a way of being progressive, advanced, cutting edge. We're doing the best that we can for our children. So it's that message, I think, that's a problem. It's not so much, obviously, there are idiots there in the government that are believing these lines of BS, but
yes,
the issue is really, how is the message being portrayed, and are people getting the true informed consent that they deserve and that they have every right to under the U.S. Constitution, under everything ethical and fiduciary that's our responsibility as a government to be providing to our people.
So we're seeing it, this is in Italy, you're seeing this, they're definitely putting the mandate together, and so the only coverage is they're what promote.
They're saying there'll be hefty fines for noncompliance.
Hefty fines. See, Italy, why? Why? We want to come over and eat your pasta. Now I'm a little nervous to do it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I spoke in Verona. I was spoke in Verona, Italy. I was invited by the government division. The medical community there. They have a very, I guess, a socialized type of a medical system there. And they had the neurological division that's within the government actually invited me at great, I think I told you this, Robert, before.
Mm-hmm.
It was when Offit was there, remember?
Yes.
It was a great detriment to the majority of the medical community there. They didn't want me to be invited, but the head of the neurological division and a couple of the doctors that had treated children using our protocol, they got it through, and that's when Offit was speaking right after me. And it was pretty amazing, the Mexican bazaar-like type of negotiations, I guess you could say. They weren't negotiations at that time, but it was obvious that those type of negotiations had taken place. You know, you do this, I'll do this. If you let Bitar come, then we'll do this. That type of stuff to allow the information to be presented.
I wonder if all those years ago they said, well, if we let Batar come, then we get the mandate vaccines when he leaves.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That was over 10 years ago, though.
But remember, this is the same group of yahoos, and I'm talking about on a global level now with the pharmaceutical complex. It's a church of pharmaceutical mysticism. They're now saying, hey, maybe we can use statin drugs to kill ovarian cancer. And, you know, based on an in vitro test to say, yeah, we gave a statin drug to an ovarian cancer cell and it died. Well, is that really saying much, except that statin drugs are another form of chemotherapy that can kill you and do kill you? I mean, that to me, it reveals how toxic statin drugs are. If they're going to be, hey, maybe we can use this for chemo.
Well, it's interesting because some of the statin drugs, the studies that were done, obviously we know that the use of statin drugs without the use of coenzyme Q10, as the original studies confirming and indicating that statins should be used in lowering lipids, there was clear indication in these studies that the one aspect, side effect of the statin drugs was a depletion of coenzyme Q10, and that the recommendations were in all the studies that coenzyme Q10 should be utilized. I think there was also a decrease in vitamin E levels. But what's interesting is that the correlation between patients that were put in statin drugs and the incidence of hepatocellular carcinoma. So people that are on statins have a higher incidence of liver cancer, but they're not talking about that part of it.
No, that's rather interesting because if I think about the reduction of coenzyme Q10, that's going to damage and harm the function of the mitochondria. The mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell. Now, what's going to happen? As you said, with liver cells, it's somehow impacting them that there's a manifestation of cancer. Could we then say statins could contribute, if not outright cause cancer? And then they say, well, it's also toxic, so let's give it to a cancer cell and see if it dies.
Well, it would be the same analogy, if you think about it. Radiation, the reason we don't want the population to be exposed to radiation is because it induces DNA adducts and causes cellular disruption, which then further causes anomalies to occur and eventually the oncogenic process to begin. That's one reason we wear lead. You know, when we go into a X-ray facility, we monitor the amount of radiation people are exposed to. That's the reason we don't just indiscriminately send in men to have X-rays done of their legs without some type of protection, women when they're pregnant, et cetera, because mm-hmm. we're monitoring the level of radiation. Now when a person gets sick with cancer, what do? We radiate them. So it's the same type of thought process. You know, oh, don't do this because it can cause cancer, but, oh, wait a second, you've got cancer? Okay, they're just going to use the same, you know, modality. Sure, we'll target it, we'll do this, we'll do that to debulk mm-hmm. the tumor, to reduce the effects of the tumor, to shrink the tumor, but it's still it's the same thing that caused the problem in the first place or contributed to the problem in the first place. Einstein said you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it in the first place. And this is really one of those same issues. So whether we talk about radiation or we talk about the statin drugs, we know statin drugs induce nutrient deficiency. We know statin drugs have been associated with hepatocellular carcinoma. Now, why are we using it for cancer? Same thing with radiation. So this type of madness, maybe that's the modus operandi. I don't know.
Well, madness is the case here. And here's another, you brought up ionizing radiation. It's not only a cancer risk or a cancer reality. According to a new study, they're saying this came out 2017, just in June, and it's talking about the link between ionizing radiation and Alzheimer's disease. I mean, is there any surprise that it might also contribute to that?
Well, actually, no, it's not. It's not at all. Because, again, there's so many correlations between certain therapeutics that have been brought on the market and then eventually they're taken off the market because they find that the concomitant occurrences in the metabolism or the depletion issue or whatever they call it, side effect-wise, it causes a disruption and causes further aggravation of the original injury or original pathology, or it contributes to a side line pathology. And so I don't think this is a new aspect in medicine. I think this is one of the problems, and you and I have talked about this so many times, Robert, about mm-hmm. you take one medicine, and then you have to take another medicine for the side effects of the first medicine, and then if you take two other medications, you counteract the side effects of the second and the first medicine, and wow. the insanity just continues.
Right. So remedying this, I mean, Paul, our buddy, is here. He's working heavily in the research and science of hydrogen, molecular hydrogen, that right. first element on the periodic table.
Right.
It's showing some real promise in remedying this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. There's many studies showing that it can help, it can reverse the different mechanisms of damage that are occurring in the mitochondria, particularly with oxidative stress, and it reduces oxidative stress from the hydroxyl radicals, mm-hmm. other things that are helped. I don't know that it's going to remove metals, but flushing the body from drinking water
sure.
can help with some of those metal toxicity. But definitely hydrogen studies have shown is helping with oxidative stress.
I think God had a good thought there, putting it number one on the periodic table yep. of elements. There yep. might be a good purpose for it, Dr. Bitar.
It's tiny.
I agree. Hydrogen is an important aspect. You know, the whole aspect of reducing oxidative stress, anything that reduces oxidative stress is, in my opinion, mm-hmm. you know, a very important aspect. All pathology actually starts from oxidative stress.
Yeah, and there was a recent study we came across that was fascinating about the fact that the human body has the capacity to split water molecules and release H2. And it happens in melanin.
Right.
Melanin. And that can happen in the skin, in the liver, in the brain, but more than anywhere else in the body. Dr. Bitar, this is wild. In the iris of the eye, where the most melanin splitting hydrogen out off the water is happening.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I had no idea that. Yeah, that's amazing.
And my theory on that, I think I told you, I'd love to share this with you, Rashid, is, or Dr. Bitar. I'll make sure we all know we respect him. The fact that there are so many, when I look
Robert
at the uterus,
respect me.
This is all pretend for me. He's crazy guy. No, we love him. We love Rashid.
I do love it. So, you know, when you look at the uterus and you look at multiple supply of blood, mm-hmm. as we start to see there are multiple mechanisms of hydrogen delivery and hydrogen production in the body itself, mm-hmm. it must be a critical mechanism or you wouldn't have multiple ways the body itself produces hydrogen.
That's a fascinating thing to discuss. We're going to do that and more after this break, including mentioning men. If you have prostate cancer, don't rush to get allopathic treatment. They even acknowledge it's not necessary, but we'll get to that and more. After this, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, if you listen to a lot of GCN shows and you find out Ben is on the board, call him up and say, hey, why didn't you go to dinner with Robert
that's
and Paul?
That's right, that's right.
Just let him have it.
I would hate
yeah.
that.
You would hate that? That would be good.
Well, email him too, then.
Yeah, then send an email to GCN, Ben
text,
at GCN.
You can text right? his phone at... No.
We're just giving him some crap. I was like, we're in town. Ben's a great guy. Anyway, we got Super Don making it sound good silently because the grandbabies are probably having a party as well. And Dr. Bitar here doing advanced medicine with us as we do each and every week here. And upcoming events, check it out in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And Dr. Bitar will be with us at the Truth About Cancer Live. Tickets still available. This is, you know, these are life-changing events, and I urge you to take advantage of it. If you think you can make it, just do it. October 5th, 6th, and 7th in Orlando, Florida. Ty Bollinger, our buddy, who's at the Pirates game now instead of listening to the show.
I know, rude.
Yeah, I know, how rude. But he'll be with me in a couple of days. We'll get that going. So, Dr. Bitar, we've covered the issue of prostate cancer many times over the years, and here we have another story related to it saying, hey, man, you now have a choice. A choice. You don't have to get immediate removal of your prostate. You don't need chemo or radiation right away. We'll let you wait about five extra minutes because, hey, sometimes prostate cancer just doesn't move all that fast. I mean, really? Now they're going to say that? But there's like at the same time, like you didn't have that choice before? Well, you didn't if you didn't listen to this show. If you hadn't heard from Dr. Bitar, you might have been fallen prey to immediate destruction of the prostate of the man. And, you know, any male that has had their prostate removed or radiated to the way they're talking about it, it's just not a happy life if you're a man.
Well, you know, I think that this warrants discussion of a study that Dr. Dawes did in Frederick Dawes from Germany. And the study basically showed that in a group of males that had prostate cancer that divided the group into two different subgroups. And from what I remember, it was over 100 patients in each subgroup. But one group had their prostate removed as recommended for, you know, had a radical prostatectomy. The other group, they didn't do anything. They just wanted to see what would be the difference if you did not do the surgery. And they found that the group that did not have the surgery, the radical prostatectomy, lived, I believe it was 18 months on the average, longer than the group that had the radical prostatectomy. And his conclusion was that the prostate serves a function similar to the uterus, serving a function that we don't fully understand. Sure, we understand the uterus is the muscular envelope within where the fetus grows, et cetera. I mean, there's all these things that we do know that the prostate and the uterus serve, but there are many other things that we don't really understand and don't fully recognize. But we do know from the study that when men had their prostates removed, now they don't have the prostate cancer, now they don't have the prostate, but they died an average of 18 months sooner than the people that had the cancer remaining with the prostate intact. Why? So there was something else that occurred that reduced the longevity. I mean, 18 months is pretty significant on the average. So that's, I believe it was 17 or 18 months.
Right. So you don't live as long without a prostate, which means that it's not an organ that you don't need, right? They always say, oh, you don't really need that. Yeah, I mean, you could survive, but do you? Yeah, exactly. And I think about the message I've said to women all these years: hold on to your body parts. I mean, the OBGYNs are just ready to pull your ovaries and uterus out, remove your breasts. I mean, it's just like the attack on women. But the men, tend to, I would think, hold on to them a little longer because who wants that removed? But yet there are many fallen prey, despite the study you mentioned. It says even if you did nothing, you're living 18 months longer than those who had these radical prostatectomies, just removing the thing altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's one of those things that, again, we have to start looking at the advice that's being given, and this advice that's being given, you know, just to give people an option to stay. Well, of course, like you said, like they didn't know that before. Now you've been telling them. So what's the purpose of them saying that? I was actually kind of at a loss of what the purpose of this thing was. I think this should be something that's universal, that everybody should think and know and recognize all the different options before they do anything.
Right. Don, real quick before we end here, Don Rogers, naturopathy student, flight attendant. When a doctor says they want to remove your body parts, what do you tell them?
I need my body parts. God gave us these body parts for a significant reason. And when we mess with God, we're messing with nature. We don't want to mess with
you nature. You said it kinder and gentler than I would have, but it was beautiful. Dr. Batar, perfect. My friend, nice. Great job. Absolutely. It's good. Good to have you on. You sound great tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. It was great having everybody on the call today, too. I appreciate it.
It was fun. Yeah. No, it was fun having you on, Paul. Thank you, my friend. And thank you, Don. And thanks to all the folks here at Trinity that have joined us. Thank you all. And we're going to be back here next two nights. So do check us out. Learn more about Dr. Batar if you haven't already. Go to drbatar.com and definitely read his book, the international best-selling book,
Absolutely.
The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Dr. Batar, tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.